Hi, everyone. It's Katie Graham here with another Pomarco podcast. And today I'm here with Kara Winowski, who is a newer customer service rep at Pomarco. She's going to be telling us a little bit about her job. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kara.
Thank you for having me on.
So how long have you worked at Pomarco, and what regions or territories do you cover?
This June will make 2 years for me here at Pomarco, and I cover the South American territory, and I recently took over the offset division.
Okay, so being here for 2 years, that's a pretty good amount of time. What have you learned about your role as a customer service rep for Pomarco?
I feel like I've definitely learned a lot. Pomarco holds us customer service reps up to a high standard and has a strict guideline that we abide by when we're handling customer affairs. Our customers make us who we are, and Pomarco wants to be sure that they're treated to top-notch service every time.
Great. So from what I've seen, you all do a great job. Can you kind of walk us through a few of the guidelines that the customer service reps follow when dealing with customers?
Yeah, sure. So the first set of guidelines that we follow are really about strengthening us as employees and as a team from the inside. We want to make sure that our CSRs know the product, that they're trained, and that they're given feedback and can receive and use that feedback. Obviously, first off, it's important to know your product or service. We wouldn't be able to help our customers if we didn't know what our company did. In order to know the product, you have to make sure that you train your reps. For example, when I first started this position, I spent my first week sitting in with the other customer service ladies here to learn what they did every day and how they did it. Then my second week was spent actually out on the production floor learning firsthand the ins and outs of analog roll production. And that was really helpful for me because I don't have a background in print or engineering, so being able to see firsthand the process of analog roll production was great. And then being able to sit with the other CSRs and ask all the questions I needed before I actually had to do it myself took some of my nervousness away. And the other ladies here at Pomarco are awesome, and they're always willing to help out. And the last one that I mentioned is feedback. And I think that this is the most important one, but it seems like it can sometimes get pushed to the side. I personally love feedback, good or bad, because it helps me to do my job better. And if your employees are doing a great job at something, it's important to let them know that. I always get a positive boost when I'm told that I'm doing well on something that I've worked hard on. And the same thing on the opposite end, if your employees aren't doing something right or haven't been up to standard, then they should be told as well so they can improve.
So I know that giving feedback is important for employers. How do you handle when you receive feedback? How do you handle that?
Well, you should be able to take your feedback, good or bad, and apply it to your work. Getting negative feedback shouldn't make you feel bad, but it should encourage you to reevaluate how you do things and work on improving yourself. At our annual evaluations, our VP of Sales, John Rassiter, always says, "I don't give perfect scores because no one is perfect, and there's always room for improvement," and I totally agree with that.
Okay, so those are guidelines for how you handle things internally for your internal operations. How about the guidelines for outward-facing responsibilities?
Outward-facing tasks are all about the customers. The guidelines that we follow are to listen, be responsive, be respectful, be friendly, and say thank you. In order to offer good customer service, you have to be able to actually listen to the customers to find out how to best serve them. The more you know, the more assistance that you're able to offer. And responsiveness is a biggie. There's probably nothing worse than not being able to get an answer to a question or resolve an issue. And that's why making sure that you're always responsive is so important. I know that for me, when things get super busy, it's really hard to answer emails and calls in a timely manner. But I always try to make sure that I get some kind of response out, even if it's just a quick email saying something like, "I'm looking into this," because I want to make sure that the customer knows that they're not being ignored. And the next two really go hand in hand. Be respectful and be friendly. No one wants to deal with a cranky customer service rep. And I know that I have days where everything is trying my patience, but keeping a friendly and respectful demeanor is important. The customer may not be right every time, but the customer always deserves respect. The last thing that we always do is to say thank you. People remember gratitude and they appreciate it. And we are truly grateful for our customers and that they choose to work with us for their analog needs. So we try to thank them every time that we get the chance.
That's great. Well, it was really good to hear about how Pomarco handles internal and external customer service responsibilities. So thank you so much for joining us today and for giving us an inside look at the world of customer service at Pomarco.
Thank you.